Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They like to talk about, you know, they like to say Trump's crazy. To me, that just sounds delusional on their part. You know, like mildly delusional.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 744 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Two gamers plead not guilty in fatal swatting incident in Wichita.
Two.
Two men dead after two semi-trucks crash in Pratt County in western Kansas.
One.
Wichita woman dead after a pickup and semi-crash in Marion County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue avoiding the area. We've got a traffic accident. We had a semi overturn on the ramp from Greenwich Road to westbound K-96. We've also got some slow traffic reported in a couple of other areas. One of them, of course, the road construction eastbound on Kellogg approaching I-235. And we have some heavy traffic, and this is up by 37th and 45th Street North on I-135 up there by the North Junction. Just some heavy traffic slowing things down up there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Katie Western told me a few minutes ago from KSN Storm Tracker 3 that it's a ridge of high pressure dominating our weather here in Kansas, and that means it's going to be more of the same for a couple of days. Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Then on Friday, sunny, breezy, and hot again with a high of 98 degrees. Getting the normal high for this time of year, about 85, 86. Now mostly cloudy. We've got southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. And 75 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 747 now, Steve and Ted. Super 6 Gold Tour Card. Play 18 holes of golf at each of the six area golf courses for only $49. That's just over $8 per round. Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta Country Club. Purchase now. Go to WichitaPerks.com.
That's a heck of a deal.
That's a good deal for golfers.
This time of year, heck yes.
Yeah. On the stock market, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all finished lower Wednesday.
The Fed signals two more rate hikes for the year 2018. Stocks sold off and closed at session lows. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 119 points at 25,201. The NASDAQ Composite down 8 at 76.95. The S&P 500 down 11 at 27.75. Verizon, Boeing, Caterpillar, and Dow DuPont were the laggards on the Dow, while Disney, Goldman Sachs, and Intel gained. In fact, we saw financials moving to the upside while home builders pulled back on higher yields on the 10-year bond. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. Central Bank has not resolved how financial institutions should deal with marijuana businesses. Marijuana usage is permitted in some states, but not by federal law. Powell says the disparity puts Fed regulators in a very difficult position and that the Fed would love to see the hazy issue clarified. So, yeah, it's got to be some confusion, Ted, around the country. In the cities and localities, some of them are, and even states, they've legalized certain amounts of marijuana.
Sure.
And yet the federal government says, no, that is a federal offense. So we've got two different they got to get that figured out and match them up somehow. Now it's in the banking industry. They don't know how to handle it. Chicago has chosen a company founded by Tesla CEO Elon Musk to build an express service from downtown to O'Hare International Airport, reaching speeds up to 150 miles per hour. In other words, a really fast train going down to the airport and back in Chicago. Did we fly into O'Hare that time we came back from?
I think we flew into Midway.
Midway. Okay. Oh, yeah. Samsung Electronics, the world's biggest smartphone.
Well, that's all there is to that?
Yeah, that's all. They're going to look into it, I guess.
My first thought is, how are they going to acquire the property?
You're going to have a right-of-way. It's already there.
How are they going to do that to build something like that?
Maybe that's already there somehow. That's Chicago's problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Samsung Electronics, the world's biggest smartphone maker, has pledged to convert its operations in the United States, Europe, and China to using only solar and other renewable energy by 2020. That's an interesting concept right there. They've pledged to do it 100%. All right, coming up on 7:50 now, Steve and Ten in the Morning on KNSS. Equity Bank expanding. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ten. Yeah, we squeezed in this breaking news yesterday. A little bit more information. Equity Bank making another acquisition. The bank's parent company announcing it signed a deal to buy Citibank and Trust of Guymon, Oklahoma, from Docking Bank shares of Arkansas City. Talks began in April. They made a deal for Equity to buy CBT for $18.9 million in cash. It's Equity's eighth acquisition since going public in 2015. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell says, give the city some credit. Longwell was responding to the data presented Monday by economist James Chung. Chung says Wichita is lagging behind other Midwest cities of about the same size and not doing much public or private investment. Longwell says Chung didn't mention the new airport built for $200 million or the new Cargill headquarters or new apartments along the river. A deal between Boeing and Brazilian airplane maker Embraer is reported to be in its final stages. Reports say Brazil's president has endorsed the deal and talks could wrap up in the next few weeks. Boeing would take up Embraer's commercial aircraft operations but would not touch the defense or business jet divisions. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Let's talk about that a little bit, about Mr. Chung's information about Wichita. You've been here for quite a while, a good part of your adult life and your career.
In 1988, you bet.
Yeah. Ted and I, of course, we're lifelong residents of Wichita. You know, and I'm just thinking about what happened to this city right after 9/11, when the airplanes stopped flying and so forth. And my recollection is somebody put out that Wichita was the single community in America most negatively
impacted.
Right. Do you remember that, Bill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We reported on it that whole way.
If we get this great big sucker punch and the whole community rocked, then we start building back and we're doing good. And then that recession hit in 2008, and that was a booger for us.
Right.
And we haven't, you know, everybody I talked to, and I'm some business people, I interview a few of them, not as many as you, but I make a point of asking them, have we ever come back from the recession? Most of them say, no. Probably never will. It's going to be a different ball game and all that. So, I don't know.
That's what Chung said. He said, we really, you know, while other Midwestern cities have grown, there's a gap there between those cities and Wichita because Wichita hasn't grown as much. And I think the big change that always strikes me, we used to have Pizza Hut, Coleman, Boeing. Those companies used to invest a lot of money in this town. They're gone.
Yeah. Well, it's a good point.
Along with their individual leaders, too.
And then we point out, when the Spirit's going to create 1,000 or 1,300 jobs with a multiplier effect of three jobs for each one of those that are created, that has an impact. And when Pizza Hut and those people left, it took away a lot of jobs.
Right.
And I was working for a company that I left, but then right shortly thereafter, they pulled up and went to Dallas.
Right.
And I think in the meantime, they've probably gone under. I don't know what happened to them.
That's my understanding, too.
You know the same company I'm talking about.
Sure.
But it was a small company, not a great big company, but it started right here in Wichita with a neat idea. And it grew and grew. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, we need to go to Dallas now. and they're
we were
here.
Doing so well, a competitor bought us.
Yeah, competitor bought us. There you go. Anyway, it almost sounds like Wichita needs to reinvent itself somehow, and I don't know.
A little bit. You know, we've talked a lot about diversifying the economy,
yeah.
And healthcare has come on a lot, and
right.
We still need to do a lot of work in technology. There are things going on here that are very positive, and people are optimistic that more than they were a few years ago. But as Chung says, there's more work to be done.
Well, we don't want to look at this thing with rose-colored glasses.
Right.
He's giving you some the splash of cold water in the face. Here it is, guys. Do what you want
right.
with it. So.
And I have a long discussion with him, not only this week, but next week, too, on the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast.
There you go there. Okay, today is National Strawberry Shortcake Day. Shortcakes are split, and the bottom is covered with a layer of strawberries, juice, and whipped cream. You know what I'm talking about, strawberry shortcake.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And my wife is allergic to strawberries, but I like a good
Ooh.
Strawberry shortcake because it has that one ingredient that I like on nearly every food, and that is whipped cream.
Whipped cream, you bet.
Pumpkin pie, whipped cream.
You head on out to Jason's Deli for that strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
That's tasty.
Is that
stuff,
good out
man.
There?
Oh, my.
Ooh, okay. All right, guys, thank you. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted for the 8 o'clock hour. We'll tell you about New Jersey's new, even tougher gun laws. Ted has a sports update.
Yeah, we'll check in with the Royals and the Wingnuts and see what happened last night.
Plus, entertainment. Use the blur with Ted Woodward.
Yes, coming up at 8:35.
Yeah, plus we've got a hot forecast and traffic to tell you about. Stay with Steve and Ted for the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.